Ark Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of Ark and rival raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. Ark Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for Teen.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's my pleasure to be the first person to wish you all a happy 4th of July!
Looks like 4th of July again.
Heat, no clothes, seeing girls in no clothes, and freedom.
Happy 4th from Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
It's time to talk all things Dirty Birds. It's Falcons Flyover. With John Chuckery on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Back at the Kia Studios on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, John Chuckery Show on this Friday night with you here. 404-726-0929. That is our Solomon Brothers Diamond text line to be a part of the show. Odyssey app so you catch us when you're on the go. Social media is at 929 The Game on Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter. And as always, best way to be a part of the show, follow us on our personal Twitter pages at JMSH316, at the D Lewis for real. We do have Rank'em coming up before we get out of here at 10:40 here this evening. So we will have a little bit of fun. We're actually going to have a lot of fun in the last, 4 hours of the show. This night, look at all things Atlanta Falcons. It is the Falcons flyover. We'll talk about the Braves here in just a second. I mean, just really one story I wanted to get to. Our friend of the show, Tori McElhaney, talking about the contributions that Jerry Gray brings in. The headline she's got here, bring back the confidence, what Jerry Gray can do for Jeff Okuda. And look, you know how I feel about Jerry Gray. I think he was the low-key best addition that this team made. But he talked with Torrey, and he had the following quote in talking about Jeff Okuda. He wants to see that guy again. Quote, I always talk to him about what he did at Ohio State because whatever he did there, he had 31-32 teams saying that this is the third best player in the NFL draft. If I can get that guy to think like that, that's the guy I want. Whatever we need to do, whatever we need to do that, I want that guy. I'm always trying to get that guy back because I want that guy. And it is interesting because, again, I think that's a great approach to this whole thing. You know, forget about what you've done. Forget about your injuries and all the things that you've dealt with in the NFL. Tell me what it was that made you great at Ohio State. What did you do that you were great? I love this. I love Jerry Gray. Can I tell you, I'm super excited about Jerry Gray and what he brings to this organization. I can't say enough good things about what he could mean. Again, this guy coached Cam Chancellor and Earl Thomas in their rookie years. You don't think he had a hand in developing? You know, Where was Dan Quinn? Oh, he was in Gainesville, Florida? Oh, okay. All right. Remember all that influence? Okay. Can you tell I'm not the biggest Dan Quinn fan? Is it, you know, can I? Again, I don't dislike him as a human being. I don't dislike him as a man or a person. I don't think he was a very good football coach. And again, he had very little to do with the Legion of Boom. You notice how that the two guys that were there for that run with the Legion of Boom and that defense, right? How did Gus Bradley do? What did he ever do in the NFL? He stunk as a head coach. And Dan was not a very good head coach. He had a great quarterback who had a monster year, an MVP year. He had the right off. I'll give him credit for hiring the right offensive coordinator, and it all came together. That wasn't Dan. That wasn't Dan getting better. Three, five game losing streaks in his 6 years here with the Falcons. How do you do that? Great human being. Not a very good football coach, but anyway. And then you see Micah Parsons being so good that he was, I mean, there were people talking about Dan Quinn being an NFL head coach. You know, they should have called me. They should have called me, and I would have talked some sense in. I mean, again, I don't know that this is all about Dan Quinn turning down jobs, but enough about Dan Quinn. I'm tired, worn out. So, can we hear our clip? Can we hear our clip? So, but I'm excited to see what Jerry Gray.
The more you look at the advanced analytics, the more you see how valuable sacks are.
Huh? Wait a second. What did he say?
The more you look at the advanced analytics, right? The more you see how valuable sacks are.
Yeah.
Think vacation, bro. Stay positive.
Did I hear that right? Did he just say? What did he say again?
The more you look at the advanced analytics, the more you see how valuable sacks are.
You know, if there was just somebody, if there was just one, how many people are in Atlanta right now?
Millions.
Like,
upon
is
millions.
It 6 million? Is it six or six and a half? What, like, where are we at?
You know what?
Do you remember going down Peachtree Road at Piedmont Hospital when they used to have that tracker?
The back in
used to
the
have
day,
the tracker,
yeah.
Right? Yep. They had the tracker for how many people were in Metro Atlanta. Are we like at 6 or 6.5 million?
It's got to be, right?
Throw out a number.
I say 7 million.
Okay, 7 million.
Yeah.
Okay. Surely there has to be one person out of 7 million people that has brought this up. There has to be somebody out of the 7 million people in this town that has brought this up. I just don't know who that guy could be. Anyway, look, I'm excited to see what Jerry Gray can do. You know, obviously, you know, I've said before, I think Jeff Okudah is going to be their breakout player this year. I think he's going to have a big year. Look, I don't know if he's going to sign long-term with the Falcons. I really don't. I don't know if he's going to sign long-term with the Falcons, if he's going to be a Falcon for the next few years. A.J. Terrell has already talked about, you know, again, they were in the same draft class. You know, they can swap war stories. But I don't know if he's going to be here for the long-term. And if this is, you know, again, if he plays well enough that he just gets this big, massive contract, fine. So be it. I'll live with those things. But I just want to see him reach his full potential. I love Jeff Okudah in college. I thought he was the best corner coming out of college. But, you know, again, and Jerry Gray says he's quite pleased to be part of this part of Okudah's journey as he works to unearth the player that dazzled him in Ohio State. Quote, and I love this from Jerry Gray. Quote, I don't care about Detroit. No offense to Detroit, but I didn't coach him there. I coach him here in Atlanta, but I want that guy that I've seen at Ohio State. And if I can't get that guy's mindset back, we'll have a great football player here in Atlanta, and that's really what we're trying to do. Or if I can get that guy's mindset back. We'll have a great football player here in Atlanta, and that's what I'm trying to do. I love Jerry Gray. Did I mention that? That I love Jerry Gray? I hate the mutts. How about that? Can we spread hate around? We hate the mutts. Anyway. Remind me what Josh Kendall said one more time.
The more you look at the advanced analytics, the more you see how valuable sacks are.
7 million people got to be somebody, Day-Day.
Yeah.
It doesn't have to be one. I mean, it doesn't have to be two people, three people. Can't there just be somebody?
It's got
to
be somebody.
Yeah, somebody who's talked about this for, what do you think, weeks? No.
Probably years.
Yeah, years.
This guy?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, years. Years that somebody has talked about this. Anyway. Look, I think, even when you look at a Jesse Bates, there's a lot to be learned from what Jerry Gray brings. Again, this guy coached Earl Thomas and Cam Chancellor in their rookie years and helped shape and mold those guys. Were those guys any good, Day-Day? Were they any good?
They were great.
Oh, okay. All right. What about sacking the quarterback? What about sacking the quarterback?
The more you look at the advanced analytics, the more you see how valuable sacks are.
Oh, boy. You know, you realize, Day-Day, we had 68 sacks the last 3 years combined. That wasn't even the total that led the NFL last year.
Mm-hmm.
3 years. Mm-hmm. 3 years running. 68 sacks. And it's what is it? What did Josh say?
The more you look at the advanced analytics,
uh-huh,
the more you see how valuable sacks are.
Oh boy. Okay. All right. Well, look, you know, obviously we have a lot of high expectations about what this defense can be. You know, can this be a top 10 defense? I don't know. I mean, you know, we still look. Can we be a top 10 defense? Well, I'll ask a very simple question. Can we sack the quarterback? Tell me we can sack the quarterback, then I can tell you we can be a top 10 defense. Honestly, like that's what it'll come down to. We sack the quarterback, top 10 defense. Can't sack the quarterback, and we just go through muck and mire and filth and goop and muck and sludge and filth and everything, then we're not going to be a top 10 defense. We get a top 10 defense underneath our belt with the way our offensive potential is. And again, if it's a defense that can sack the quarterback, turn the football over, get field position, like all of that plays right into the hands of what our offense is capable of doing. Shorten up the field, right? Have more options. I mean, just so many different things that this defense can help to open up that when you look at it, again, if we can just get this thing on track and we can sack the quarterback and have our secondary step up, Jesse Bates being a first or second team All-Pro player again, Jeff Okuda with a breakout season, A.J. Terrell back to form. Yeah, there's a lot of good things that can happen for this defense. Lot of upside, lot of potential for this defense and where they're headed. Just give me 40 sacks. Day-Day, all I want for Christmas is 40 sacks. When is Christmas?
December 25th.
Oh, okay. Happy December 25th. Oh. Isn't that what our promos say? Happy December 25th? Okay. Hey, happy February 14th. Can I tell you, do you give your wife a card on February 14th?
Yes, I do.
Okay. Does the card say, have a wonderful February 14th day?
No.
Why not?
Because it says Happy Valentine's Day.
Yeah, but it's February 14th.
But the day is Valentine's Day.
Oh. What's July 4th?
Independence Day.
Oh.
The more you look at the advanced analytics,
oh boy,
the more you see how valuable sacks are.
I'm going to be watching. You know what? You know what we should do? We should have a tracker. You know, remember when the Olympics were coming here and over that, what is that bridge, that skywalk that they used to have? Like,
I think the tower, because the flame was there, which, well, I think that's still there, but the bridge.
No, but there was that bridge.
Right.
That was like that skywalk that you had the countdown, the counter, remember, for the Olympics coming?
Yeah.
Remember, like, you would go on the connector, and you would have on that like skywalk or whatever, there would be that counter for the Olympics.
Yep.
Can we have that for sacks for the Falcons? Can we put a counter
on the outside of the bins?
Here's what we'll do. I'll stand with a sandwich board. You know, like one of those sandwich boards that you put over top of you. And I'll stand on the corner of, what is this down here? Is this Peachtree and 14th?
Peachtree and 14th.
Okay, Peachtree and 14th. I'll stand. You know, like how they have people that, like, when it's tax season, they have the person dressed up as the Statue of Liberty.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I'll have my sandwich board on in a Freddy the Falcon hat. And I'll stand on Peachtree and 14th, and I'll wear a sandwich board, and we'll have a counter as to how many sacks we have. What do we got up next? What?
What's bugging Chuckery?
No. It's only 8:20.
Oh, it is only 8:20.
Did you see the rundown?
Yeah. Yeah.
More to come. Chuckery shows sports right now to the Game Odyssey.com app.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
ARK Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But Raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of ARK and rival raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. ARK Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for Teen.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Sports Radio 92.9, The Game, back at it, Chuck Show, hanging out at the Kia Studios Friday night with you. Braves rolling right along now, 8-3. They're up on the Marlins. 404-726-0929. Solomon Brothers Diamond text line to be a part of the show. Day-Day.
Yo.
Cam Reddish has signed a 2-year deal with the Los Angeles Lakers. That now puts him on his fourth team in 5 years. Remember when I was told about how wrong I was about Cam Reddish? Remember when all those people, when he had the one good playoff game, told me how wrong I was about Cam Reddish?
Well, that was
because I sure as hell remember it. Yeah. I remember it. I certainly remember it. A lot of people seem to have selective memory nowadays. I remember it. Oh, he's just a hate. Okay. Yeah. Told you he's got to pee for a Valentine. He's got to pee for a Valentine. You don't get, you're not a top 10 pick in the NBA draft and on your fourth team in 5 years without you being an issue.
Yeah, there's got to be something there.
Yeah. You don't have a top 10 talent be on his fourth team in 5 years unless something has gone really wrong. And not all because of every other team or what have you. Some point, you know, it's, what am I not doing right? But I can remember distinctly being told how wrong I was. I remember distinctly, you know, when the Hawks made that run, and he had that one good playoff game. Oh, yeah, you don't understand. He's all this and that and whatever like that. Okay, all right. Let's let it play out. And, of course, you know, again, once again, Chuck, we were right. You know another thing I was right about, too? Do we have that Josh Kendall clip? Do we have what he had to say? Do we have anything like that?
The more you look at the advanced analytics,
yeah,
the more you see how valuable sacks are.
Oh, well, hell, I knew that. Hell, I told you that years ago. Hell, I've been telling you on freaking air for years now. Anyway. Cam Reddish, though, signs a 2-year deal with the Los Angeles Lakers. So, Godspeed to him. So, Braves now up 10-3. This is becoming a laugher. Can I tell you, in all honesty, they're going to sweep the Marlins, right? And this smells like a sweep all the way with the Marlins. The Marlins are, look, they've had a nice year. They will probably be a playoff team. And they are a fraud and a phony, just like they always are. They're frauds and phonies, and that's what they are. They're the David Ortiz of Major League Baseball teams. Right? And the Braves are just taking batting practice right now. We'll see. We'll look at because this game will be over here fairly quickly because it's in the bottom of the fifth inning. So we'll see if Soroka comes back. I mean, obviously, he's in line to pick up the win, but he's got 5 innings and 84 pitches. I wonder. Now that the game is 10-3, Day-Day.
I wouldn't mind him coming back out.
Yeah. 84 pitches. Save your bullpen for a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
I could now that it's a laugher, I could see him coming out. I could see him staying in for one more inning. Try to get through the sixth inning, throw strikes, let your defense make some plays. By the way, Rosario had another nice catch out in left field. He's having a really good bounce back year. Like all of a sudden, you look up, he's got 14 homers and 39 RBI at the midway point. You're talking about 28 homers and almost 80 RBI. I'm not sure they're going to go after a left fielder now.
Mm-mm. Almost no need to.
That was a real touch and go situation to start the year. I think Rosario's done a nice job. Made some nice plays out and left defensively. And offensively, he's kind of turned it around. 11-3 now. Jeez. Anyway, good at bat by Rosario. Just knocked the runner in. So, all right. Speaking of good things happening, let's get to What's Bugging Chuckery.
Don't look now, but somebody out there just got Chuckery ticked off. Like, that's hard.
Don't make me angry. You wouldn't like me when I'm angry.
It's time for What's Bugging Chuckery on Sports Radio 92.9, The Game.
So, reason number 84,613 of why DeMar Hamlin is a better person than I am. So here's the headline. DeMar Hamlin, I wake up every day thinking how I can impact the world. So, again, we know DeMar Hamlin has had the big second chance of life, right? I mean, again, that Monday night game was even disturbing for me to watch. Like, when that happened, like, that was even for me, it was disturbing to watch. And obviously, you know, again, he took the hit, dropped to the ground. They had to perform CPR on him, save his life. You know, he ended up, you know, everything came out okay. But that was even hard for me to watch. Well, here's his quote. He told Will Graves of the Associated Press on Friday, quote, "I wake up every day and think about how I can impact the world in a positive way. That's what I care about if you take away everything else." So he's going to host a youth football camp on Pittsburgh's South Side on July 7th. 2 days later, the foundation will provide free CPR testing for hundreds at PNC Park, home of the Pirates. Chasing M's has raised, and that's the name of his charity and his foundation, Chasing M's. Chasing M's has raised millions of dollars since his near-death experience on the field in Cincinnati in January of this past year. It prompted the 25-year-old to embark on a CPR tour that began in Buffalo earlier this month. "I just want to be able to take a nation of bystanders and turn them into lifesavers and give them a true superpower. To be able to save a life is a true superpower instead of people standing by and not knowing what to do. I'm just trying to create more people who know what to do. This weekend specifically, people in the community..." Chasing M's will also donate defibrillators and youth sports organizations and assist in full-time, blah, 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 blah. "We're trying to make the biggest impact we can. That includes connecting with nonprofits and seeing how we can collaborate. It's not even just about just thinking about 5 years down the road. We're thinking about 30 years down the road." Can I tell you, like, he took his situation, near-death experience, and found a way to turn it into a positive for his foundation, talking about waking up every day, trying to make positive change, okay? You know what I did? I smoked cigars and drank a beer and, you know, ate bad food. That's what I did. Again, reason number 614,922 as to why he's a better human being than I am. He's out trying to make a difference in the world. I was out eating, you know, I was out smoking cigars, having a beer, and eating Little Debbie's or whatever. Anyway, that's just bugging Chuck, right? 404-726-0929. Braves now up. What's that?
Van Fleet just got...
Did he stay with Toronto?
No, he went to Houston, got the first Supermax.
Houston... And I follow some of the beat reporters and all that stuff for Houston, like a lot of the other beat reporters that I kind of just follow because I get good information from them. But they've been talking about Houston's got all this money and this, that, and the other. Let's see here. Van Fleet is headed to Houston. Now, why would you – I understand leaving Toronto, but why would you go to Houston? Now I know why.
I'm about to say.
3 years, $130 million.
Three years?
For 130. What's 130 divided by three? Is that 40? How much?
That's almost 15. I mean, almost 50.
Okay, what's 130 divided by three? 130 divided by three. It's 40-something million dollars, right? Like 43? 43.3?
Yeah.
43.3.
Almost 50 million.
And again, I like Fred Van Vliet. Is he a $43 million player? I mean, listen, he got paid $43 million a year. And if you're Houston, you got to pay that, right? Who are you going to get to come to Houston if you don't pay $43 million? Whew.
God.
I mean, that's a crazy number. Crazy number.
First Supermax of the free agency, so that's going to be interesting now.
Was he an all NBA player this past year? Was he on one of the all NBA teams? Because that's the only way you get the Supermax, right?
He must have been. He had to, yeah.
Whew. Well, I don't know. Now I'm looking at the I'm watching how everybody starts talking about how great the Cam Reddish signing was for the Lakers. Okay. So nobody wants to talk about the fact that he's on his fourth team in 5 years as a top 10 pick in the NBA draft. Fourth team in 5 years. But it's everybody else's fault, right? Anyway.
Yeah, that's not good in the sense of, you know, usually you see that, okay, I mean, at least what?
If you said like a couple of teams didn't work out for the first team, he goes to another team, and he's going into his fifth year.
Right.
So he's only played 4 years in the league.
That's the issue, yeah.
Yeah. He's only played 4 years in the league.
If you were saying third team in 5 years, maybe. But, yeah, four and five, that's a bit of a red flag.
Fred VanVleet was an undrafted player. And now he's $130 million.
A Supermax. Good Lord.
Man. I'm telling you, man, the NBA, they've got stupid money at the end of the day. They have crazy money that they're throwing out. God bless, man. God bless the NBA for the money that they pay out to all of these guys. I was trying to see. I wanted to see what kind of contract Cam Reddish got, because some of the numbers have been some of these numbers that are out there. I mean, they just it's like they're printing money. Like these teams have more money than the federal government has right now. Unbelievable. All right, more to come. We get back. Chuck Green, the Key Studios, Sports Radio, After the Game, Odyssey.com app. Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game. Back at it, Chuck Rich Show. Hanging out at the Kia Studios Friday night with you. 404-726-0929. That is our Solomon Brothers Diamond text line to be a part of the show. But so kind of a wild game here with the Braves tonight. A 7-3. Braves jumped out to a 5-0 lead in the first inning. They went bombs away. Rosario homered in the first. Olsen homered in the first. Rosario and Olsen hit homers in the first. Riley hit his in the third inning, but they were up 5-0. Then they gave three back to the Marlins. Jorge Soler homered in the third inning. They hit a couple of home runs in the third. And then the Braves have gotten two back. Now we're scoreless in the through the fourth inning. So right now, bottom of the fourth inning, Braves are up 7-3 right now. Michael Soroka, four innings, four hits, three earned runs, no walks, four strikeouts. He's given up a couple of homers, 66 pitches. Let him stay up here at the ball club, okay? Just let him keep pitching. Let him keep doing his thing, staying up here. Yeah, I mean, again, he hasn't pitched in 2 years, and he's going to have some rough patches and stuff like that. But again, the Braves are not desperately trying to make up games in this division. The Braves have the big lead. They're the ones that are way out in front of it. Take some time and some patience with – and again, I understand that you're trying to win now and all that good kind of stuff. But again, you're at a point where – let these guys have some patience and different things like this. Let Soroka get his feet wet underneath him. He's got a great offense behind him. Great offense. He doesn't have to be outstanding. Just solidify that every fifth day start in that, you know, for that fourth guy up. Just be that fourth guy every fifth day that goes out there and pitches, and you don't have to worry about it. So anyway, we'll keep you up to date all night long, but 7-3 right now for the Atlanta Braves. They've been bombs away. Riley's got two hits. Olsen's got two hits. Rosario's driven in a couple of runs. Ronnie has scored a run. So the offense is getting it cranked up. And by the way, this is game 81, so we'll be at the exact halfway point. Well, yeah, again, the Marlins go in the bullpen. Their pitcher is 3 2/3 innings, 6 hits, 7 earned runs, 2 walks, a strikeout, and 3 homers given up. Like, yeah, you think it might be time to pull him, coach? Anyway. All right, Alan Judd. Where have I heard that name before? What show was he on originally on this station?
Oh, man, that guy in the evenings.
Yeah.
The Rattlesnake Dude.
Oh.
The Georgia Rattlesnake Dude.
All right. Well, at least nobody's ever talked to him except for Steak. Oh, no, we talked to him. How many times? We didn't.
What, 3 times now?
No, twice.
Twice, yeah.
Say twice.
Yeah, anyway. Twice.
So, anyway, Alan Judd was on earlier today with Steak Shapiro. What? How long do they work? How long are they on air?
2 hours, dude.
Really? See, that's like half my show. They have like 75 people that host that show, don't they?
Yeah, pretty much.
Okay. Anyway, how many people we have host this show?
You're a
what?
You're a solo dolo.
Oh. Don't we go twice as long as them, though?
Yep.
Oh, okay. All right. So Steak started off by asking Alan his thought about the headline of the article that he had written.
People can read it however they choose, but the real key is what's in the story.
Did you write that headline, or did somebody else write it?
Headlines are a collaborative process, and I had a role in that, but other people did too. It's not as simple as one person sitting down and writing it usually. But, I think when you get into the story, you really see that time and again, when players have been accused of either sexual assault or domestic violence, you get a lot of support from the team, from the school. They've got, Bryant Gant, who's sort of the, for lack of a better term, a fixer who goes with them to the police department and sits there with the interviews and makes sure that, the university is represented in these situations, where the football team at least is represented.
Let me ask you about Bryant Gant. I want to get to the Jamal Jarrett part.
Right.
Bryant Gant, when a kid is being recruited or told, and you're talking to the parents, and by the way, this happened when I went to as undergraduate, I was the farthest thing from a Division I athlete. But the school lets you know, if you get in trouble with the police, if something happens, you will not be left on an island. We will be there to help represent you and give you good counsel. And that's indeed what Brian Gant's job is with the football team. You know, isn't that part of what parents would expect, that there's somebody that is looking out for their best interest when dealing with the authorities? And isn't that what every major college football or every program should have someone like Bryant Gant?
That could be, but he's doing that for the 120 or 25 players on the football team, whereas the other 35,000 students at UGA don't have that. It's a benefit that's not provided to students in general. They have to get their own lawyers. They have to get their parents involved.
Yeah.
It's something different. An additional that nobody else can get.
But so is the place where they eat, the facilities they get to train in. So is the tutors they're given access to. So is the NIL money. It's just part of a Division I scholarship at a major college football program. And yet it seems like you're painting it as there's something almost seedy about calling it a fixer. That's something that the school provides their football players. What's wrong with that?
He is making basically negotiating plea deals on their behalf in some misdemeanor cases, delivering cash for their traffic fines that apparently the school says comes from the kids or their parents, but there's no, you know, they've provided no paper trail of that. You know, he is sitting in on police interviews, which would seem to be unusual that a third party who has no real, you know, role in that case would be sitting in as the police are interviewing a kid about a felony rape charge, for instance, or any other kind of charge. So he's taking on a role that is just, you know, beyond taking care of a football player. It seems to be bleeding over into the rest of their lives.
Well, I would argue that he serves a purpose, particularly in the Jamal Jarrett case. You guys have a painstaking report on the young man who was a freshman now at Georgia, Jamal Jarrett. A 16-year-old recruit is what he was when this the story you outlined, who engages in sexual activity with a 20-year-old who had basically tracked him down online. The Athens police looked into it. They read the texts. They got the stories from both parties, and they decided that no charges should have been brought upon him. Do you think the football program did something wrong by not throwing Jamal Jarrett out of school or not allowing his scholarship to come forward?
That's up to them. But the fact is there was more than just the allegation of the sexual assault. He, by his own admission, broke their curfew. In fact, it was out till 3 a.m. with players in bars in downtown Athens. Here's a 16-year-old who also, by his own admission, was drinking.
Yeah, broke curfew, drank.
You know, which you know, so that's that. There he's breaking two rules of the team just, you know, during his official visit. Then he gets in trouble, gets taken into the police station, questioned. There are a lot of questions about the police investigation. The detective sits down and talks about his beloved Bulldogs with the kid.
Listen, Alan, if you read the details, and I read the article numerous places, the text exchanges between Jamal Jarrett and the 20-year-old woman makes it seem that this is a woman that clearly did not have a case. And if you read the police report, the Athens police was very clear. There is no case here. Do you think the Athens police is trying to protect a 16-year-old, recruit in the case of not bringing charges? Because that's how it reads from the AJC.
Well, when the detective tells the kid, I'm looking out for you, number one. Number two, when he interviews the alleged victim, who tells him in great detail about the force that was used, about the way the kid picked her up, put her down on her knees, and forced her to perform oral sex. And most of that doesn't get into the police report because apparently the detective didn't think that was relevant. But yeah, I think there's some questions about the legitimacy of that investigation. I am not saying I know exactly what happened. I don't think anybody knows except the two people who were there. But it did not appear to be a rigorous investigation of the charge.
Well, we just have to agree to disagree. I read every single text like you did. I read the police report painstakingly, and I think you have to give the Athens police more credit if there was something there. And by the way, you know, to end a scholarship based on a drinking curfew and alcohol, you know, that's not what you tell kids. You're going to support them to a degree. Let me ask about Adam Anderson because, again, you bring him up in the article. Adam Anderson was thrown out of school virtually immediately that those sexual charges were brought up. He played in the Florida game. Do you think that Georgia held off on throwing him out so he could play in the game against the Gators? Or do you think Kirby Smart did the right thing by throwing him off the team when they did?
I think it was unavoidable to suspend him. It's really unclear based on the records whether they were aware over the weekend that he was being investigated. The police knew about this on Friday morning, first thing Friday morning. They obviously could have tried to contact Anderson, you know, the suspect right away. They chose to wait till Monday after he had played in the game. They knew where he was. It wasn't like they couldn't find him, but they chose to wait till Monday to do that. And then pretty quickly, Coach Smart suspended him.
Yeah, and he was gone. You know, as quickly as Coach Smart caught wind of it. So you talk about 11 different situations. You don't outline a lot of the other ones. It seems to be that you're painting a picture that the Athens police, that the Georgia football program, that Kirby Smart, and that, you know, Brian Gann are all protecting their players more so than obviously that is ethical, and that there's a culture issue about taking sexual assault seriously. Do you disagree that that's what you're trying to paint for the reader?
I think there are questions about that. When you compare it to the Mark Richt era, when players were dismissed, you know, much more quickly for other kinds of offenses, but especially domestic violence and sexual violence. Mark Richt had what he called family nights on a regular basis, where he brought his wife in and the wives of other coaches to talk to players about respecting women, about the importance of family relationships. This does not seem to be happening now. At least not, if it is, there seems to be an issue with players who are going out and doing some violent things involving women. Whether that can be prevented, you know, who knows, but it could be, obviously it can be dealt with when it comes up.
You think football players are treated differently than the average student body member with sexual allegations brought upon them?
I would assume that football players are treated differently about everything, because if you're at a big time Division I school, obviously you are, as a football player, you're an important person there. So yeah, I mean, I think there's in the cases we've looked at, there seem to be some preference.
Alan, appreciate you spending time with us. It was a thorough piece. And I may not agree with the tone of much of it, but it is true that a lot of people care about what happens in Athens, so I appreciate you coming on and having that conversation with us.
Thanks very much for having me. I really appreciate it.
Absolutely.
John Chuckery, we'll be back. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, the Odyssey.com app.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Ark Raiders. A multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of Ark and rival raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. Ark Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for Teen.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Back at it, Chuck Rich Show. Hanging out at the Kia Studios Friday night with you. 404-726-0929. That is our Solomon Brothers Diamond text line to be a part of the show. But so kind of a wild game here with the Braves tonight. A 7-3. Braves jumped out to a 5-0 lead in the first inning. They went bombs away. Rosario homered in the first. Olson homered in the first. Rosario and Olson hit homers in the first. Riley hit his in the third inning, but they were up 5-0. Then they gave three back to the Marlins. Jorge Soler homered in the third inning. They hit a couple of home runs in the third. And then the Braves have gotten two back. Now we're scoreless in the through the fourth inning. So right now, bottom of the fourth inning, Braves are up 7-3 right now. Michael Soroka, four innings, four hits, three earned runs, no walks, four strikeouts. He's given up a couple of homers, 66 pitches. Let him stay up here at the ball club, okay? Just let him keep pitching. Let him keep doing his thing, staying up here. Yeah, I mean, again, he hasn't pitched in 2 years, and he's going to have some rough patches and stuff like that. But again, the Braves are not desperately trying to make up games in this division. The Braves have the big lead. They're the ones that are way out in front of it. Take some time and some patience with – and again, I understand that you're trying to win now and all that good kind of stuff. But again, you're at a point where – let these guys have some patience and different things like this. Let Soroka get his feet wet underneath him. He's got a great offense behind him. Great offense. He doesn't have to be outstanding. Just solidify that every fifth day start in that, you know, for that fourth guy up. Just be that fourth guy every fifth day that goes out there and pitches, and you don't have to worry about it. So anyway, we'll keep you up to date all night long, but 7-3 right now for the Atlanta Braves. They've been bombs away. Riley's got two hits. Olson's got two hits. Rosario's driven in a couple of runs. Ronnie has scored a run. So the offense is getting it cranked up. And by the way, this is game 81, so we'll be at the exact halfway point. Well, yeah, again, the Marlins go in the bullpen. Their pitcher is 3 2/3 innings, six hits, seven earned runs, two walks, a strikeout, and three homers given up. Like, yeah, you think it might be time to pull him, coach? Anyway. All right, Alan Judd. Where have I heard that name before? What show was he on originally on the station?
Oh, man, that guy in the evenings.
Yeah.
The Rattlesnake Dude.
Oh,
the Georgia Rattlesnake Dude.
All right. Well, at least nobody's ever talked to him except for Steak. Oh no, we talked to him. How many times? We didn't.
What, three times now?
No, twice.
Twice.
Say twice.
Yeah, anyway. Twice.
So anyway, Alan Judd was on earlier today with Steak Shapiro. What? How long do they work? How long are they on air?
2 hours, dude.
Really? Gee, that's like half my show. They have like 75 people that host that show, don't they?
Yeah, pretty much.
Okay. Anyway, how many people we have host this show?
You're a solo dolo.
Huh? Oh. Don't we go twice as long as them, though?
Yep.
Oh, okay. All right. So Steak started off by asking Alan his thought about the headline of the article that he had written.
People can read it however they choose, but the real key is what's in the story.
Did you write that headline, or did somebody else write it?
Headlines are a collaborative process. I had a role in that, but other people did too. It's not as simple as one person sitting down and writing it usually. But, I think when you get into the story, you really see that time and again, when players have been accused of either sexual assault or domestic violence, you get a lot of support from the team, from the school. They've got Bryant Gant, who's sort of the, for lack of a better term, a fixer who goes with them to the police department and sits there with the interviews and makes sure that the university is represented in these situations, where the football team at least is represented.
Let me ask you about Bryant Gant. I want to get to the Jamal Jarrett part.
Right.
Bryant Gant, when a kid is being recruited or told, and you're talking to the parents, and by the way, this happened when I went to as undergraduate. I was the farthest thing from a Division I athlete, but the school lets you know if you get in trouble with the police, if something happens, you will not be left on an island. We will be there to help represent you and give you good counsel, and that's indeed what Bryant Gant's job is with the football team. Isn't that part of what parents would expect, that there's somebody that is looking out for their best interest when dealing with the authorities? And isn't that what every major college football or every program should have, someone like Bryant Gant?
That could be, but he's doing that for the 120 or 25 players on the football team, whereas the other 35,000 students at UGA don't have that. It's a benefit that's not provided to students in general. They have to get their own lawyers. They have to get their parents involved.
Yeah.
It's something different and additional that nobody else can get.
But so is the place where they eat, the facilities they get to train in. So is the tutors they're given access to. So is the NIL money. It's just part of a Division I scholarship at a major college football program. And yet it seems like you're painting it as there's something almost seedy about calling it a fixer. That's something that the school provides their football players. What's wrong with that?
He is making basically negotiating plea deals on their behalf in some misdemeanor cases, delivering cash for their traffic fines that apparently the school says comes from the kids or their parents, but there's no, they've provided no paper trail of that.
Yep.
He is sitting in on police interviews, which would seem to be unusual that a third party who has no real, role in that case would be sitting in as the police are interviewing a kid about a felony rape charge, for instance, or any other kind of charge. So he's taking on a role that is just, beyond taking care of a football player. It seems to be bleeding over into the rest of their lives.
Well, I would argue that he serves a purpose, particularly in the Jamal Jarrett case. You guys have a painstaking report on the young man who is a freshman now at Georgia, Jamal Jarrett. A 16-year-old recruit is what he was when the story you outlined, who engages in sexual activity with a 20-year-old who had basically tracked him down online. The Athens police looked into it. They read the texts. They got the stories from both parties, and they decided that no charges should have been brought upon him. Do you think the football program did something wrong by not throwing Jamal Jarrett out of school or not allowing his scholarship to come forward?
That's up to them. But the fact is there was more than just the allegation of the sexual assault. He, by his own admission, broke their curfew. In fact, it was out till 3 a.m. with players in bars in downtown Athens. Here's a 16-year-old who also, by his own admission, was drinking.
Yeah, broke curfew, drank.
You know, which you know, so that's that. There he's breaking two rules of the team just, you know, during his official visit. Then he gets in trouble, gets taken into the police station, questioned. There are a lot of questions about the police investigation. The detective sits down and talks about his beloved Bulldogs with the kid.
Listen, Alan, if you read the details, and I read the article numerous places, the text exchanges between Jamal Jarrett and the 20-year-old woman makes it seem that this is a woman that clearly did not have a case. And if you read the police report, the Athens police was very clear. There is no case here. Do you think the Athens police, you think the Athens police is trying to protect a 16-year-old, you know, recruit in the case of not bringing charges? Because that's how it reads from the AJC.
Well, when the detective tells the kid, I'm looking out for you, number one. Number two, when he interviews the alleged victim, who tells him in great detail about the force that was used, about the way the kid picked her up, put her down on her knees and forced her to perform oral sex. And most of that doesn't get into the police report because apparently the detective didn't think that was relevant. But yeah, I think there's some questions about the legitimacy of that investigation. I am not saying I know exactly what happened. I don't think anybody knows except the two people who were there. But you know, it did not appear to be a rigorous investigation of the charge.
Well, we just have to agree to disagree. I read every single text like you did. I read the police report painstakingly, and I think you have to give the Athens police more credit if there was something there. And by the way, you know, to end a scholarship based on a drinking curfew and alcohol, you know, that's not what you tell kids. You're going to support them to a degree. Let me ask about Adam Anderson because, again, you bring him up in the article. Adam Anderson was thrown out of school virtually immediately that those sexual charges were brought up. He played in the Florida game. Do you think that Georgia held off on throwing him out so he could play in the game against the Gators? Or do you think Kirby Smart did the right thing by throwing him off the team when they did?
I think it was unavoidable to suspend him. It's really unclear based on their records whether they were aware over the weekend that he was being investigated. The police knew about this on Friday morning, first thing Friday morning. They obviously could have tried to contact Anderson, you know, the suspect right away. They chose to wait till Monday after he had played in the game. They knew where he was. It wasn't like they couldn't find him, but they chose to wait till Monday to do that. Then pretty quickly, Coach Smart suspended him.
Yeah, and he was gone, you know, as quickly as Coach Smart caught wind of it. So you talk about 11 different situations. You don't outline a lot of the other ones. It seems to be that you're, you know, you certainly are painting a picture that the Athens police, that the Georgia football program, that Kirby Smart, and that, you know, Brian Gann are all protecting their players more so than obviously that is ethical, and that there's a culture issue about taking sexual assault seriously. Do you disagree that that's what you're trying to paint for the reader?
I think there are questions about that. When you compare it to the Mark Richt era when players were dismissed, you know, much more quickly for other kinds of offenses, but especially domestic violence and sexual violence. Mark Richt had what he called family nights on a regular basis, where he brought his wife in and the wives of other coaches to talk to players about respecting them and about the importance of family relationships. This does not seem to be happening now. At least, not, if it is, there seems to be an issue with players who are going out and doing some violent things involving women. Whether that can be prevented, you know, who knows? But it could be. Obviously, it can be dealt with when it comes up.
You think football players are treated differently than the average student body member with sexual allegations brought upon them?
I would assume that football players are treated differently about everything. Because if you're at the, if you're at a big time Division I school, obviously you are as a football player. You're an important person there. So yeah, I mean, I think there's in the cases we've looked at, there seemed to be some preference.
Alan, appreciate you spending time with us. It was a thorough piece, and I may not agree with the tone of much of it, but it is true that a lot of people care about what happens in Athens, so I appreciate you coming on and having that conversation with us.
Thanks very much for having me. I really appreciate it.
Absolutely.
John Chuckery, we'll be back. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, the Odyssey.com app.
ARK Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground, but Raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story, it's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of ARK and rival Raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. ARK Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for Teen.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Having control over your healthcare is a relief. Yet so many Americans struggle to find that freedom at a price they can afford. That's why Christians across the country are turning to Redeem HealthShare Ministry. Choose your doctors, your hospitals, your treatments, all while keeping costs low. At Redeem, faith meets real affordability and the freedom to care your way. It's healthcare that lifts your spirit. Join the community today at redeemhealthshare.org.